Let the sayings of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy face, O Yahuwah, my rock and my redeemer. During all the days of the earth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. This covenant that the Lord made with Noah is also a covenant the Lord has made with each one of us. The Lord will plant seeds of his new church in each one of us through the word. And if we cooperate with him, there will be a harvest. However, while these seeds grow within us, there will be cold spells, and there will be winter seasons, and there will be night. But he promises that cold, winter, and evening are only temporary. There will always be heat, summer, and a new day. This promise is found in the book of Genesis, chapter 8, verse 22. And the promise is really a culmination of the story of Noah's Ark. The Lord made this promise to Noah after he had spent an entire year on the ark. The initial rain, the cresting of the flood, and the resting of the ark on the mountains of Ararat, the sending out of the raven, the three times the dove was sent out, and then the final wait before exiting the ark all adds up to about a year. It was only after that year on the ark that the Lord commanded Noah to finally set foot on dry land. Upon leaving the ark, Noah built an altar to the Lord and sacrificed burnt offerings. The Lord responded to Noah's acts of worship by promising that not only would he never again smite the earth, but that during all the days of the earth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Now, when we look at the spiritual meaning of this story, the internal sense as revealed by the Lord in his second coming, we can see how these images are filled with heavenly ideas that teach us how to live. So let's start with the backdrop of this story, the year spent on the ark. Floating as it did on a boundless sea is like being in temptation. We can picture the ark being tossed around by the rising waters of the flood, and perhaps we can relate to the feeling of being surrounded by evil spirits trying to overwhelm us with their false ideas and pernicious influences. Instead of being in the midst of a flood that covers the earth like the ark was, we are actually in the midst of hellish spirits trying to persuade us to abandon the Lord. But like the winds that dispersed the flood in the Noah story, the Lord and his angels can also repel these attacks from hell. We are taught in the Arcana that in temptations, evil spirits cause an inundation by inflowing in crowds with their fantasies and exciting similar fantasies in man. And when these spirits or their fantasies are dispersed, it is said in the word to be done by a wind, and indeed by an east wind. It is the same with man during temptation and when the commotions or waters of temptation cease. For evil spirits in the world of spirits sometimes band together in troops and thereby excite disturbances until they are dispersed by other bands of spirits. The troops of spirits who thus disperse them are called the east wind. This is the promise of seed time and harvest, this very process. The Lord promises us that we can overcome the influences of hell when we are in temptation with the help of the seeds he sows within each one of us. It is the harvest of these seeds that marshals the angels in our defense, who can then disperse the evil spirits like the east wind. Our presence here together today is a result of this promise from the Lord. There will be seed time followed by harvest forever. The Lord will always provide the human race with a way to find him and be conjoined with him, a way to call upon him and his angels when we are in temptation. When we look at the history of this promise, we can see that we are here today because the Lord has kept this promise that was first recorded in the ancient word thousands of years ago. A promise that was then copied into the book of Genesis by Moses. So seed time and harvest was then, thousands of years ago, when the ancients first wrote these words of the covenant in the ancient word. And they knew the spiritual meaning of these words. We can even picture a farmer in ancient times casting seed onto the ground of his fields and thinking about the heavenly meaning of this promise from the Lord. The Lord then renewed this promise from ancient times when he explained in the parable of the sower in the New Testament how seed from the sower that fell upon the good ground yielded fruit. And now, with the second coming of the Lord and the heavenly doctrine, we can see once again, in even greater fullness, the meaning of this promise. The Lord is planting truth from the Word in our minds right now. It is seed time right now. The Lord is planting seeds with us right now as we are sitting here because he has promised that the church will always come into existence. He has promised he will always provide a means for us to call upon him when we are in temptation. As the Lord puts it in the Arcana Celestial portion of number 932, the subject treated of here is the man who is to be regenerated. That is to say that there will be no such thing as a failure of the church to come forth somewhere on earth, which is here signified by there being seed time and harvest all the days of the earth. Seed time and harvest, or the church, will always come into existence, it says. Incredibly, the Lord does this for the whole human race, not just for us here today. The Arcana says that not one person ever fails to have seed from the Lord sown within him, no matter whether he is inside the church or outside of it. That is, whether he knows the Lord's word or whether he does not. This is one of those teachings that make the new church truly new. The writings tell us that people who do not know about the Lord and his second coming and what he teaches in the word, but still treat their neighbors well based on what they do know, they easily accept the ideas from the word when taught them by angels in the other world. The seeds from the Lord that led them to follow the limited truth they do have on earth are then further fertilized by learning about the Lord and his word from angels in heaven after they die. And this is the Lord's promise to all of us. He will sow seeds with us and help us to grow them into a bountiful harvest. Thus, seed time shall not cease for us and for everyone trying to do what is right based on what we know. However, because the Lord has made his second coming through doctrine drawn from the Word, the same doctrine that is taught in heaven, we don't have to wait to be taught by angels, because the Lord gives us those same teachings himself in the writings. So now let's take a look at some of those seeds the Lord sows and how they grow into a harvest, specifically in the new church, where the Lord can sow seeds through his second coming directly. In the new church, a central and distinctive teaching is that in heaven, all are married, man and wife, for eternity. This is, of course, called the doctrine of conjugal love. Here are some of the seeds that the Lord plants with us through his second coming in regard to conjugal love. He teaches us to pray for a conjugal partner so that he can help us reject hell's attempts to distract from the conjugal ideal. He teaches us to live a life now that looks forward to toward a future eternal marriage, because we are taught that as far as what is opposed to marriage is renounced, so far the chastity of marriage enters in. And he teaches us that conjugal love is the precious jewel of human life, because the nature of man's life is such as the conjugal love with him. These truths apply to all of us, whether we think we have already met our conjugal partner or not. Each one of these ideas are seeds which can grow into the harvest of a marriage to eternity in heaven. In fact, they are seeds that grow into the harvest that is the very happiness of heaven. However, we cannot forget the next part of the promise. While seed time and harvest shall not cease, neither will cold and heat cease. This means that we should expect hard times, struggles, periods of coldness, even if we are trying to grow the seeds of conjugal love that the Lord has sown in our lives. But we should also expect these cold times to be followed by warmth, the warmth which causes the growth which leads to the harvest. In this covenant with the Lord, the cold times occur when we value this world and ourselves more than we value what the Lord teaches us. These are the times when what we know from the Lord becomes obscured by materialism and selfishness. One obvious example is what the writings refer to as colds in marriage. The most serious of these colds in marriage occur when the Lord and His teachings are no longer part of the marital relationship for one or both partners in a marriage. We're taught in the work Conjugal Love that where there is no religion, there is no conjugal love. And that where this is lacking, there, cold is present. Spiritually cold states are, of course, not limited to marriages. We enter states of spiritual coldness when we convince ourselves we don't need to read the Word and the heavenly doctrine in order to learn how to live. That we can do it on our own. That life experience will show us all the answers. The Lord explains in the Arcana that whenever a man is in his corporeal and worldly things, there is then no faith and charity. That is, there is cold. For when corporeal and worldly things, consequently, those which are his own, are at work, and so long as the man is in these, he is absent or remote from faith and charity, so that he does not even think about heavenly and spiritual things. But these states of coldness do not have to be permanent. We cannot forget the Lord's covenant. That cold will be followed by heat. The heavenly doctrine teaches that when we enter into these times when materialism and selfishness begin to dominate our thinking, the Lord permits us to experience temptations that can reorder our thinking. This reordering occurs when we say no to thoughts and actions which put the world and ourselves first before the Lord. When we do this, then we will feel the warmth of the Lord's love. We're taught in the Arcana that when the things of man's body and will are not at work but quiescent, then the Lord works through his internal man, and then he is in faith and charity, which is here called heat. But we continually go back and forth between these states of cold and heat, and this alternation is necessary for our regeneration. Because as the Lord explains in his second coming, when corporeal and worldly things begin to be in excess and to want to rule, a person comes into temptations until he is reduced into such a state that the external man becomes compliant to the internal, a compliance it can never render until it is quiescent and, as it were, nothing. We can take comfort in this covenant. Seed time and harvest shall not cease. The Lord is always sowing seeds. He is always pressing to be received, as he puts it in True Christian Religion. But we will not always be in a spiritual climate conducive to receiving him. And it may also help to know that angels aren't perfect either. While the promise of cold followed by heat applies to us regenerate human beings, the promise of summer followed by winter and day followed by night applies to angels in the internal sense. In heaven, angels experience similar alternating states. The promise of summer followed by winter and day followed by night regards the alternation of states in heaven. Even angels in heaven experience times when they are closer to the Lord than at other times. These times exist not so they can be regenerated, because they already are, but so that they can be perfected to eternity and made happier and happier by the Lord. The Lord has made us this promise in Genesis so we can seek out his heat when we recognize that we are cold, and so that we can become angels in heaven, where with the passing of each day and each season, he perfects us to eternity. And as the Lord said in the book of Jeremiah, that the covenant of the day and the covenant of the night be made not in vain, that there may be day and night in their season. Amen. And now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and might forever and ever. Amen.